The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Tylenol PM Rapid Release Gels. They combine the fast pain relief of Tylenol with a sleep aid that, when used as directed, is non-habit forming. And by the Coupe from Verizon Wireless. With a big keypad and an easy-to-read screen, it's a hassle-free phone that's easy to use. This is Dave Ross. Say, do you think it was that talk radio campaign to get Republicans to register as Democrats?
This nation's coming back, and so is this campaign.
Whatever the reason, the sun came out for Hillary Clinton. 6 more weeks of campaigning, which means, look out, Pennsylvania, you have just become the next must-win, critical, super-crucial state. Back after a word from Charlie. Back in February, Hillary Clinton's advisors were saying that she had to win both Texas and Ohio by at least 10 points. Well, Ohio by 14 and a squeaker in Texas will do just fine.
You know what they say, as Ohio goes, so goes the nation.
And she proceeded to write a new narrative for the campaign, that it doesn't just matter how many states you win, it also matters which states you win.
If we want a Democratic president, we need a Democratic nominee who can win the battleground states just like Ohio.
Of all the speeches last night, this time it was Hillary Clinton who had the delirious crowd. For one night, she was the new rock star in town.
Together, we will turn promises into action, words into solutions, and hope into reality.
Oh, and if you think she's going to run from that silly telephone ad?
When there's a crisis and that phone rings at 3 a.m. in the White House, there's no time for speeches or on-the-job training.
It may come back to haunt her if she goes up against John McCain, but for now, it's the ad that saved Texas. Oh, by the way, Bill Clinton, he was in the credits.
And I especially want to thank the two most important people in my life, Bill and Chelsea.
But nowhere to be seen. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, March 5th, 2008.